from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Two Iranian nationals have been charged in an alleged scheme to steal and resell software to Iran, including a program to design bullets and warheads. According to an indictment unsealed Monday, Mohammad Saeed Ajili recruited Mohammad Reza Rezaka to break into companies' computers to steal their software to resell to Iranian universities, the military, and the government. The two men and a third, who was arrested in 2013 and handed back to Iran in a prisoner swap last year, allegedly broke into the computers of Aerotech Associates, a company in the northeastern American state of Vermont. According to the indictment, Rezaka conducted the hacking and cracking operations, and Ajili was in charge of marketing and selling the programs. The two men were charged in the Vermont Federal District Court, which issued arrest warrants for the two, who are believed to be in Iran. Nearly 40,000 residents of British Columbia and Western Canada have fled their homes because of out-of-control wildfires that officials say are likely to get worse. Hundreds of Army planes and thousands of firefighters have been deployed to the area. Australia is sending 50 firefighters to help battle the blazes. About 40,000 people were ordered to evacuate their homes, overwhelming the small town of Kamloops. The Canadian Red Cross has brought in emergency supplies and extra beds to help the town cope. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were